I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Common names for plants can be misleading, such as Jerusalem artichoke has nothing to do with that city or artichokes. But some can be right on, such as aconitum or monk's hood. Monk's hood's flower shape resembles a helmet or a hooded cloak of a monk. It's also called wolf's bane for its ability to ward off werewolves, but that's another story. Whatever you call it, monk's hood is a hardy perennial flower that grows well in full or part sun and along the shore. I first noticed it years ago blooming in Bar Harbor, Maine, so you know it's a tough plant. Monk's hood produces purple-colored flowers in autumn when little else is blooming. It grows 3 to 4 feet tall, so it's good planted in clumps behind other fall bloomers such as sedum and asters. Bressingham Spire is a good purple variety, but there are other colors as well. Stainless Steel is a blue flower type, Pink Sensation a flashy pink bloomer, and Ivorine a white selection. Monk's hood likes a well-drained, moist soil and doesn't appreciate dry conditions, especially in hot afternoon sun. The stems are sturdy, make great cut flowers, and don't need support. Although it's happiest if not moved frequently, you can divide it to make more plants every 3 to 4 years. The one drawback to this perennial is that all parts of the plant are poisonous. In fact, in medieval times, it was often used to poison enemies or unfaithful spouses. So be careful with animals and young children around, and wear gloves when cutting it to keep the sap off any wounds and cuts. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about overwintering summer bulbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.